Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the audio diary of my life on the 15th of July, 2025. It's an overcast day, and, well, there is some blue sky coming through, actually. There is a little bit of blue. It's 7:35, and I'm Richard Vobes. This is behind the scenes of YouTube creator, would-be farmer, writer. So, yes, welcome to the podcast. Now, let's think about what I was doing yesterday. I did a number of things. It's been a bit of a frustrating time, or a strange time, really, because I finished the book, as you know, now, and I've had it sent off to the to lulu.com to get some proofreader copies made. So they are in the process of being produced, and then they'll come, goodness knows when, hopefully by the end of the week, but it could be early next week. And you never quite know with these companies. It depends on the demand that's coming in. And then I will get those out into the post to the people, the two people that I've selected to do the proofreading. So that will be that. And that will be interesting to get the comments and all the observations and everything else. So I'm waiting for that. Yesterday, I did a number of things, one of which was to clear out the shed. I was keen to see what was actually in the shed. I've got this shed at the back of my house. I'll just go in and have a look at it now. I'll take you with me as we step outside. Step outside, love, as they say. Open the door. And I took most of the stuff out of the shed to have a look and see what I've got. I've got some old bits of fence panels. I've got various tools. I've got this thing we call Bessie, which I think is which is a box really on wheels, and I think it's going to be a useful seed store, and for when we're planting stuff, it will be great to have that because you can manoeuvre it on these wheelbarrow wheels across the terrain. And if you're putting in cabbages or putting in this, that and the other, you've got all the seeds and various tools can be hanging from it. So it'll be a seed and tool station, which I think would be very handy. So that's already sort of built, which is quite good. I've got these builder's bags, which the logs come in. These are these big meter bags and what have you. Well, we know somebody who's got some horse manure who's very keen to get shot of it. So I thought that would be great because we'll keep those bags. We can go and pick up that horse manure when we're ready, fill up it and bung it in the van and take it to wherever our land is going to be. And then leave it for a year. You have to leave it for a year and it slowly will do what it needs to do. Then mix it with other compost and you've got some ready-made compost. So, that would be part of our plan. There's some of my old dad's tools in here, and as you know, if you watched the video the other day, I was going through some tools that I had. So I've now gathered all of those together, which is a bit better. I've got a log, what would you call it? A log holder. So when you're using a chainsaw, you can zoom, put a log or a tree trunk into that and chop it down. A log horse, I suppose, is what you'd call it. I've got my Tim Bath little buggy thing, which again I thought, well, that on the land would be quite useful because you could put stuff into it and pull it along, and actually it could be adapted to have a much bigger, rather than Tim Bath, but a much bigger box onto it, which wouldn't take too much time to make. And so therefore you could carry logs, you could carry things and you just got to pull it along by hand, which would be good. There's a little wood burner in here, which would make a nice little, if one's got a little shed or whatever. So that's another thing that I forgot I had, but it needs a bit of attention, but I'm sure we can sort that out. And there's just other, you know, little ancillary bits and pieces, some old tools and various things in here, which is good news. All good news. So, that's the shed. So I did that yesterday. Let's just go back into the house. Also, repotted We were given some tobacco plants at the weekend, which was very nice. And they came in little pots, and I repotted them. So they need to go into the ground, really. So as soon as we get some land, we will get those in the ground. And the idea is to let those go to seed so that we can have the seed to grow more tobacco. So that's a good one. What else? There was something else I did yesterday that I did a little bit of writing, but not a lot. I was in a funny, well, it was warm, wasn't it? It was very warm, and I wasn't really into doing too much writing. It wasn't so much doing the writing. I just didn't want to sit in front of a screen. That was really what it was all day when it was lovely. And we were a bit tired from our travelling. I've got these lovely prints, which I don't know quite what to do with at the moment, but try and get them on the wall. There's places in here, so I need to probably drill some holes and plonk them on the walls up here, because they are very lovely pictures. Trains and aeroplanes and things. So I need to do that. There was I had this thought in my head what I was going to talk about, something else. We watched a couple of episodes of Clarkson's Farm. Now I don't watch the television normally. We don't have access to the television, so it's kind of like through a friend of a friend we had access to see two of the episodes of the recent thing. And it's clearly now just entertainment, you know. I mean, it is. On the one hand, it's just absurd television, really. It gives you a bit of an insight into farming, but it's all about big tractors and mainly about Clarkson being a buffoon. He's a very clever man. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he plays the part very, very well. But that's really all it is these days. He shows the problem with planning permission and the absurdity of it, but what he's not doing is saying he's got 1,000 acres, and what he's not doing is saying, well, look, let's give 100 acres to 2 families or 3 families. You could give 30 acres to 3 families and they could work the land. He's not trying to get out of the system, he's trying to work with DEFRA. And one of the things I was fascinated was that actually he could see that DEFRA was bribing farmers to not grow food at £160 an acre to grow what they were calling meadow lay or grass lay or whatever. And it's just a field of basically certain legumes and meadow grasses and various flowers and things. And they're getting paid to do that, which again, it keeps farmers away from the primary goal of growing food. Yes, they have to help the soil, but they can help the soil. I mean, they should be planting meadow grasses anyway, or that should be allowed to grow. It was in the soil to begin with, and it's thanks to the government's meddling in farming that 95% of meadow land has disappeared, and meadow grasses and meadow flowers have vanished. But I dare say they could come back, but then there'd be a lot of other invasive species which will perhaps prevent them from coming back, which is annoying. Anyway, so we watched a couple of those, and yes, it's entertainment, that's all it is. But it was interesting just to sort of get a grip on what was going on there. I think it's worth knowing. There was something else that I did, and I wanted to tell you, and I cannot remember now what the hell it was. I'm going to make myself a cup of coffee, so as I do that, perhaps I shall remember. Kettle is what. Julia's been and gone, and she's left her shoes here. I've just telephoned her to let her know. Fill up the old kettle with water. She brought a chili con carne over last night, which was very lovely, which we had, and with rice, of course. And that's always nice when someone brings you food, isn't it? You know, Meals on Wheels type touch. So that was very good. Oh, I went, that was it, I remember now. In Worthing, where I am, there's a shop, and I've seen it for years and years and years, selling old tools.
you know, power tools, hand tools, woodworking, carpentry, gardening tools, all that sort of stuff. Old tools, called Tool Mart. It's not a, it's a, obviously run by somebody, an old boy, I reckon, because it's only open 2 days of the week. And I had a look. I didn't know when it opened because I'd never seen it open. So I don't even know if it really does open. It's a shop that is just stuffed with these tools. I assume it does open, and it has a card on the outside with a phone number saying, or ring by appointment. I guess the guy doesn't want to sit in the shop, and I don't blame him. He doesn't want to sit in the shop day after day with like two or three customers when he can just say to them, come in on this one day or these 2 days, and then I'll serve you. But the prices are good, you see. So I'm quite keen to get in there and have a look and see what old hand tools he's got. I'm not interested in power tools, but old hand tools, you know, things like drills and planes and those sort of things. Because I think when we're on the land, we're going to be building bits and pieces, probably out of timber. I'm not sure we're going to be putting in too much concrete and stuff. And bricks and that sort of masonry stuff, but mostly timber. And that will be good to have some hand tools, because I bought, I can't remember if I mentioned it now, I'm just having a look, some books, woodworking tools and how to use them. I think I mentioned it yesterday, didn't I? I've got a couple of those old books and they look great. And I'm very keen to get on to those. And also dug out a book that was given to us. Can't remember. Oh, yes, this is a book to Richard and Julia, wishing you all the best, from Natalie and Wiz in 2023. Well, 2 years later, I'm looking at it with a lot more interest. And it's Practical Self-Sufficiency, The Complete Guide to Sustainable Living. So it is effectively, you know, being off grid as much as you can, improving your home, converting energy at home, rural adventure, expanding, it's all sorts of things, using solar panels. It's got some advice on how to use the solar panels, solar thermal systems, harnessing wind energy, hydraulic ram pump. It's just got pictures and things, conserving water and how to store it, places to put it, types of pumps. What else have we got? How the heat sink system works, growing undercover, talking about greenhouse and irrigation, growing with hydroponics, approaches to growing. All sorts of, just a useful book really on lots of things, how to grow mushrooms, edible flowers, herbs to grow, fermenting. I never quite understand what fermenting is about. I always think of fermenting is like with beer, and you know, the yeast bubbling up into some horrible thing. But I'm hoping it isn't quite like that. It talks about that weird stuff that everyone's talking about at the moment, kombucha. I don't really understand any of that. But anyway, it's got information, drying fruit, herbs and vegetables, storing for the harvest, you know. Anyway, it's one of those books that's got a bit of everything in it. And I guess it's really a what you would call a springboard book, because if you wanted to learn, you'd get an overview of something. And then if you wanted to learn more, you'd, well, of course, you've got the world of YouTube. There'll be loads of people demonstrating stuff. And then you've got, of course, the world of books, in which there would be specialist books on those specialist subjects to read. And if there's nothing else, I am a sucker for books. And slowly and surely, I've got this sort of library of books around me and all over the house. And not as many practical books as I would like, but there are some, you see. And I need to really, it would be great to have a bookcase devoted to those sort of things, so that one can look them up at any time, regardless.
that you can access it on phones and on the internet, on laptops and things. It's nice to have. For me, I like it in a book. The information is printed, doesn't change. Doesn't mean you can't update it, but it doesn't change, which is the key thing. So that's a good thing. Now, I've got to make a video today, and I'm fast coming to the idea that as the channel is changing, I want to perhaps go back to a weekly video rather than a daily, because the dailies would be a struggle when you're, especially when we're on the land, to say, you know, make it interesting. You could do, but I think it would be interesting to cover a week of what you've been doing, because in a week you'll do a lot, and people can see what you're up to. But who knows? I might talk about that in the video today, so I won't dwell on that too much now. And I suppose I ought to get on with that, really. It looks like it's going to be a nice day, but it's windy. We were told that we were going to have a load of rain, or at least I was told by somebody, but it's not happened, which is okay. So thank you for listening. And yeah, the progress is going on. It's slow, but it is continual, which is obviously the key thing. Until next time, thanks for listening. Goodbye.